Let's check out what's been happening in the world of the Beatles, if you like. And for April the 5th, Jane Asher was born in 1946. The Beatles performed in 1962 at the Cavern. What else happened? Paul and Jane Asher, that is, Paul's girlfriend, spent the day in the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Went to a theatre in Denver. That was in 1967. And in 1969, Yellow Submarine, the LP, enjoyed its 12th week in the top 100 Billboard charts. And on this day in 1996, Anthology 2, number 3, its first week in the top 5. Okay. So, not an awful lot happened. Basically, the birthday of Jane Asher. So, we have some Beatles news now. And let's see, a new book celebrating the 10 years before the Beatles split with a selection of rare photographs has been released. The Beatles' Hello Goodbye document. It documents the Fab Four's success from between 1960 and 1970. Though the height of their fame and ties, it ties in with the 30-year anniversary of the group's infamous split. Well, apparently Madonna is now the most played artist of the last decade in the UK. According to the licensing body, the PPL, the performing, well, what's it called? The performing something? I don't know. Anyway, the 51-year-old singer, it says, who had her first UK hit with Holiday in 1984 and was discovered by, in Manchester, I believe. That's what I've read, anyway. She beat the Beatles into second place, and Robbie Williams into third. Queen were fourth, and Take That were fifth in a chart compiled for BBC Radio 2. It looks like the cash-strapped EMI is still trying to strike a distribution deal with Sony Music, after both Sony and Universal Music Group walked away from licensing talks with EMI last week. The new deal being discussed would give Sony Music distribution rights to EMI's back catalogue in North and South America. And Paul McCartney, let's have a look, in front of roughly 40,000 fans on Saturday in Miami, the ex-Beatle Paul McCartney played for a solid 2 hours and 45 minutes. Although he mixed newer material into the set, Paul mostly revelled in the nostalgia, introducing old favourites with recollections about his storied past that were well known to virtually everyone in the audience. Okay. So there we go. That's the sort of Beatles news there. This is a live broadcast that we're doing from Spain. We've just got back from Liverpool, where we've spent our Easter holidays walking around, looking at all the Beatles-related things. Fantastic. What better way to spend your time? I suppose, you know, when you think about it, if you're a Beatles fan, you could do worse than go to Liverpool and spend your whole time walking around looking at Beatles related things. You don't need to do anything else. You could just do the Beatles and nothing else. However, as I've mentioned, there are many other things in Liverpool to keep you happy. Of course, I don't think I mentioned before, Rodney Street is the home to William Gladstone, who was British Prime Minister, Liberal. Okay, well, that's it for today. That's it for our little Beatles feature. That's it for our broadcast. We've sort of got to the end of the programme rather quickly, I have to say.